Hi, and welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, the podcast arm of Earbuds Podcast Collective. I'm Arielle, your host and the founder of Earbuds. This episode covers the week of August 31st through September 4th, 2020. Earbuds Podcast Collective is a listening movement. We send an email every Sunday that contains a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week's podcast picks are curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. On this week's episode of Feedback with Earbuds, I'll share our five podcast episode recommendations of the week and some information about those episodes. We will then share some Patreon information and some extra podcast-related tidbits. First up is our Earbuds Podcast Collective recommendations. This week's theme comes to us from Sean Abraham Preston and is called Culture Cults. Here's why Sean chose this theme. He writes,
"Hi, I'm Sean Abraham Preston, and the theme I chose is Culture Cults. I chose this theme because I'm fascinated with how our devotion to new cultural ideals can cross over into spirituality and the worship of other people, oftentimes with dark consequences. We're especially vulnerable to this when we're searching for meaning in tumultuous times of change, like 2020, for example."
Here are the episodes chosen by Sean for this week's theme, along with short descriptions of each episode. The first one comes to us from the podcast Strangers and is called The Sun, the Goddess, and Leopoldo. It's 46 minutes long. Here's the description. Born in a coven of lesbian witches in a Haight-Ashbury commune after the fall of Saigon, young Joshua Safran soon hit the open road with his single mother, and things only got stranger from there. A word of warning, this story contains some disturbing moments. The next episode comes to us from You Must Remember This and is called Charles Manson's Hollywood Part 3, The Beach Boys, Dennis Wilson, and Charles Manson, Songwriter. It's 47 minutes long. Here's the description. In this episode, we'll talk about Charlie Manson's arrival in Los Angeles. We'll discuss Dennis Wilson's life and the role he played in enabling Manson's rock and roll delusions. And we'll explain how the Beach Boys came to record a song written by Charles Manson. The next episode comes to us from Friends of the Friend and is called The Beautiful Creeple, Part 1. It's 49 minutes long. A Marilyn Manson fan and a Silicon Valley tech cult cross paths in an adventure that ends in supernatural sex and murder. The next episode comes to us from Decoder Ring and is called The Basement Affair. It's 43 minutes long. Here's the description. What are the real reasons people go on reality TV? This episode follows the story of Anne Hirsch and Kathy Nardone, two women cast on VH1's Frank the Entertainer, in a basement affair, a show about an adult man looking for love while living in his parents' basement. How did one performance artist and one accidental performance artist make it onto the show? And how did they behave once they made it there? Their story highlights the ways that reality television distorts narratives, obscures intentions, and stereotypes women, yet it's still irresistible to audiences and performers alike. The last episode of the week comes to us from Invisibilia and is called The End of Empathy. It's 52 minutes long. Here's the description. Invisibilia is a show that runs on empathy. We believe in it, but are we right? In this episode, we'll let you decide. We tell you the same story twice in order to examine the questions, who deserves our empathy, and is there a wrong way to empathize? Those are the episodes chosen by Sean for this week's theme, Culture Cults. You can follow along with the discussion of this week's podcast episodes by using the hashtag Culture Cults. Each week on our social media channels, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, we post about the episodes that we're listening to that day. We post questions, we post descriptions. We'd love for you to participate in the conversation. And you can find that by following us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, and also following the hashtag CultureCults. Each week in our newsletter, which is where our recommendations come from, our curators have a chance to shout out something that they love or otherwise would love to promote. It's called the self-promo section. They can shout out a project that they're working on, a company they admire, a movie they really enjoyed. It's totally up to them and anything goes. Here's what Sean wants to tell us about. He writes, Friends of the Friend, my podcast, is artistic and darkly psychedelic fiction with sci-fi and horror elements and a gripping narrative. It's available on all platforms and at their website, which is friendsofthefriend.com. Next up, sending some love to our Patreon supporters. We are super grateful for their help in making Earbuds run from week to week. You can become a Patreon supporter as well if you like what we're doing here at Earbuds Podcast Collective. All you got to do is go to patreon.com/earbudspodcastcollective. That's patreon.com/earbudspodcastcollective. You can support us there for as little as $2 a month, and we give away some pretty cool things. So make sure to check us out there on Patreon. This week's podcast spotlight on the Earbuds website is What a Day from Crooked Media. What a Day cuts through all the chaos and clickbait to help you understand what matters and how you can fix it, all in just 15 minutes. Comedian Akila Hughes and reporter Gideon Resnick break down the biggest news of the day, share important stories you may have missed, and more. Listen wherever you get your podcasts. Do you want your podcast featured as a spotlit podcast on our website? Get in touch at earbudspodcastcollective.org to learn more. Head on over to our social media channels to find the links to the episodes that we mentioned. We're on Twitter at earbudspodcall, and we're on Instagram and Facebook at earbudspodcastcollective. Like I said, we post every day, Monday through Friday, about the episodes that we're listening to, including the links. So if you want to keep up and listen while we're listening, just head on over to our social media to do that. Make sure you're signed up to receive our podcast recommendation email. You can do that also at earbudspodcastcollective.org. The email goes out every single Sunday night. It contains these links. It contains advertiser information. It contains links to podcast festivals that are going on virtually and when they're in person, that stuff too. Again, that's our Earbuds Podcast Collective newsletter that you can make sure to sign up for so that you get all of this right in your inbox. We also have a new guest blog post up on our website. Thank you to Descript.com for penning a post on the topic of remote podcast recording. I'm sure many of us have had to shift our podcast recording over the past few months from in person at a studio to at home and recording our interviews over Skype or other possible software solutions. This blog post from Descript will let you in on how to do that in the best way possible so that you don't make a mistake and then have to ask your interviewees to re-record. You can find out the best ways to interview, find out the best ways to connect, find out the best ways to download your recordings and more to make sure that you get it right the first time. We're going to link to that blog in our show notes and in this week's newsletter. This week's show is written and produced by me, Arielle Nissenblatt. It's edited, mixed, and designed by Daniel Turek. Our newsletter is edited by Abby Kleonsky. And our theme music is by Matt Sweeto. We will be back next week with more podcast recommendations. If you like what we're doing with our newsletter and the accompanying podcast that you're listening to right now, please do let us know by leaving a review on Apple or a comment on CastBox. It really does help people find the show. One really easy and quick way to do that is by going to ratethispodcast.com/feedback. That website will take you to a screen where you can choose where you want to leave a review. Apple, Spotify, CastBox, Stitcher, you name it. You click on that and it takes you right to that platform where you leave your review. It's super easy. Thank you in advance for doing that. Ear buddies, we will catch you next time. Enjoy some podcasts this week. Stay safe, wash your hands, wear a mask, and happy listening.